Hello. We have been working through Ephesians chapter 2. Some weeks ago, we read verses 1 through 10, and we've been going back each week looking at specific verses, picking apart some of the nuances that are preserved within these verses, looking at some of the lessons that we can pick up. I'm going to read today verses 1 through 5, and then I would like to focus on 4 and 5. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh, following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. This section of Ephesians, which really digs into our condition in Christ before the chapters that launch into our responsibility to Christ, these are such powerful verses. It acknowledges that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 says. We were too, just following the desires of our flesh, what we wanted for ourselves, what we needed for ourselves, until there was a transformation that took place. Our spirit, the spirit of creation, was united with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Creator, the one and only eternal God, through the words of Christ, through our understanding, Jesus, Son of God, our personal Savior, we were transformed. And so, while we were dead in our transgressions and sins, verse 4 begins, but because of this, in other words, let's contrast who we are now with what we were then. We were dead in transgressions and sins. We used to follow the ways of the world. We used to follow our flesh. But because of his great love for us, because of God's love for me, God, who is rich in mercy, God, who has a merciful heart for the creation, for the men and women and children that he has created. It says, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. If we look at Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So our condition didn't have to change in order for us to become one with God. We had to become one with God through our belief in order to be changed. It was God at work in us. And it provided us with life. Look at verse 5. Made us alive, past tense. While we were dead in transgression and sin, Christ made us alive. It is by grace that we have been saved. This is something certainly to savor, certainly to comprehend. Not something to make us proud, but something to wake up in us the richness of God's mercy. God was merciful to me. Certainly I should be merciful in responding to others. This week, let's focus our efforts on being merciful, on trying to understand that those that I share this planet with, they're suffering, they have a history, they have their problems and circumstances. They may or may not know God. So I can afford to be merciful. I can afford to listen to them. I can afford to encourage them. I can afford to share what I have with them. I can be merciful to those around me because, after all, it is God's mercy that saved me. Thank you. Have a great Sunday.